The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Good evening, Jacksonville, Florida. This is Apostle Kim Daniels, and I'm excited to be here with you. I'm at Praise 107.9, and this is another Hour of Power with Apostle Kim Daniels. And I really just would like to encourage you to call somebody, text somebody, email someone, go ahead and share. If you're on Facebook Live, I just want to welcome my Facebook family. If you're on Facebook, share and like. And then like my page, Kimberly Maria Daniels. Kimberly Maria Daniels. Like and follow my page. I am so excited about the word of the Lord today. And this is something that I'm sure would touch all of our houses, our hearts, our circumstances. I want to talk a little bit about forgiveness. And the power of forgiveness and how unforgiveness can really be a blessing blocker. So for those of you who are on Facebook Live, can you go ahead and put that on the screen? Unforgiveness is a blessing blocker. And for those of you who have your Bibles or your phones or whatever you're reading from, I'm reading from Philippians, the third chapter, verse 13. It says, brethren, I cannot count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Father, I thank you right now for your engrafted word, which has the ability to continually save our souls. God, I thank you for those who have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And God, I thank you that by the time we get off of Facebook, by the time this radio broadcast is over, that forgiveness will be released into the atmosphere and will no longer be held bondage to this thing called unforgiveness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Listen, I just want to give you some scriptures and talk a little bit about not just forgiving, but forgetting. This passage of scripture, it says that we should forget those things which are behind and reach out or reach forward toward the things which are before us. I think this is very important because, you know, we got this little saying, oh, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget. Well, when you say a statement like that, you know, the way God revealed it to me, it's like putting yourself in a deep pit, you know, because in actuality, for real forgiveness, there are certain things you got to forget. And, you know, I know you say, well, I can't forget. That never happened. But the way I'm going to break it down spiritually, I'm telling you, it's doable. To get your breakthrough. Jesus said, God says, if you don't forgive them, I can't forgive you. So I want to talk about forgetting. The word forget, it literally means to fail to remember. It means to put out of one's mind. It means to cease to think about it or even consider it. It means to literally clear your memory bank or your hard drive. It means to be free of thoughts, acts, or even mentioning that thing. And, you know, when you forget something, you don't talk about it anymore and you cease to rehearse it. And God wants to break those demonic recordings in our memory, you know, because the whole thing about forgiving is the enemy playing the thing over and over and over in your head. And we're not saying that you have to be a zombie and act like it never happened before, but spiritually speaking, there is a way that you can literally forgive to the point whereby you have forgotten. And I'm going to give you scriptures and examples of forgiving and forgetting that will be a blessing to you. And you could tell, you know, you say, oh, I've forgiven them for that. But when that person comes around or when something goes wrong with you and somebody you're in a relationship with, it may be a pastor and a member. It may be a husband and a wife. It may be a mother and a father or it may be a brother and a sister, and something that took place. And soon as trouble comes, or soon as you have, you know, a hard way or something is happening, then you bring that thing up again. Because trouble, confusion, anger, the first thing we do is we resort to stuff that have already happened. And so God wants to clear us of those things that could pop back up. You ever see those things and I hate them when they come on your phone. When you download the wrong thing on your phone, you get these pop-ups. Because you got some kind of virus or something. I really don't know. Your phone don't do that? You have an iPhone. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Okay, but anyway, these pop-ups, these things that just, because the wrong download, somebody has said the wrong thing to you, and the next thing you know, stuff just popping up everywhere, and it gets you in a wrong spirit. And, you know, God wants us to forgive for real. Put that up on the screen, Facebook. God wants you to forgive for real. God wants you to forgive for real. You know, God is saying he's going to break some of the vicious cycles that affect our memory. And I got three things I want to talk about: memory recall, memory relapse, and memory addiction. Memory recall, memory relapse, and memory addiction. This is a threefold cord that will take you out. Memory recall, memory relapse, and memory addiction. First of all, memory recall is when something keeps coming up. You know, when folk keep bringing stuff up that was supposed to be dead and we done forgave, you know, you need to say, I buy memory recall. You ain't going to be bringing that stuff up on me. And guess what? Folk don't have to bring it up on you. You can bring it on yourself. As soon as you say you have forgiven somebody for something, I can't explain all the scenarios, but you know, when you have memory recall, then whenever trouble comes, that thing that happened to you between you and that person, if you may get in an argument about something at the store, but because of that memory recall, that store argument will go all the way back to the thing that happened 2 years ago. It's called memory recall, when people actually pull stuff back up out of their memories. And I believe that God has shown me how we can pray and deal with this. Memory relapse is a little different from memory recall, because memory relapse, it literally goes back and it has a person to fall back or wake up the next morning and they've done what they said they never do again. Are they where they never say they will be? Are they around who they never say they will be around? So this memory relapse is literally when a person falls back or goes back to something that they're literally supposed to be delivered from. And the last type of memory of this threefold core is memory addiction. And it's literally when you are physically, emotionally, or mentally dependent upon a thing. That's a memory addiction, when it has got so ingrained and so deep down in your soul until it just, you have flashes and flashbacks. And the bottom line is you're addicted to it. You know, we need to renounce that saying, I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget. Renounce that right now. Because, you know, there is a way that you can forgive and forget and have balance. There's a way you can forgive and forget. And I'm going to say that. See, God gave me this. It's like our mind is a hard drive. And if your hard drive has too much on it, it can become overloaded with depression and anxiety, oppression, or the spirit of heaviness. That's because that you are overloaded. Too much is in your mind. Our mind is like a hard drive. But when you, I just, you know, sent my computer to be cleaned up because it has so much stuff on it, and they'll take everything on that hard drive, on that laptop, on that computer, on that desktop, or that pad, and they will take it and they will put it on an external drive or a thumb drive. And that's what you have to do with certain things. It's not that it never happened before. It's just that it's not in me anymore. Do you get that? It's not in me. Look, put that on the screen. I'm delivered from it. It's not in me anymore. Yes, you got to put some things on an external drive. It's not like you're crazy and you saying it never happened before, but devil, you have no part in me. When I used to smoke and get high on drugs, when it was in me, I could hear it from the inside. You know, you want to get high. You know, and even when people struggle with things now, as long as it's not coming from the inside, you're going to hear out of things. That the Bible says when an unclean spirit leaves a person, it goes out seeking dry places. It want to come back to where it came from. You know, and that spirit says, I'm going to come back to my house. So, no, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Whatever you came out of, it's always looking for a door to come back in. But we can be delivered by the power of God because we can say, Satan, you have no part in me. It's not in me. Something may be speaking from the outside. It's a difference. And that's where you store all that stuff that will make you overload. You know, come on, just say, God, I just need an external hard drive, something outside that I don't have to carry. We're not made to carry all of that. And I pray that this is touching you where you need to be touched so that when you walk into that person that did whatever they did to you, or when somebody brings up, hey, I heard about this, you know, you won't crash and you won't fall out and you won't have a fit. It's just that, yeah, it happens, but guess what? It's been kept on the outside. I'm not holding that. So I can do it. And I know that if I can do it, anybody can do it. You can forgive and you can forget. As a matter of fact, true forgiveness forgets. Forget to the point, not where it never happened, not where you're in denial, but you're just not carrying it. It's on that external hard drive. And see, forgetting is just failing to remember or putting out of your mind or clearing your memory bank. And, you know, when you forget something, you cease to rehearse it. You know, you ever talk to somebody and they always talk about a certain thing? That's the bondage. The thing that you always talk about, that is the thing that you need to be. If it's not positive, that's the thing that you need to have cleared out of your hard drive. And so we talked about memory recall, bringing things back up, memory relapse, falling back to stuff, and memory addiction, emotional dependence, mental dependence, and physical dependence on people, places, and things. You know, we know that it happened, but yes, it happened, but it does not have to torment you. You understand what I'm saying, Hype Man 2? It don't have to torment you because guess what? God is giving you power over all the power of the enemy. And I just thank God for that external hard drive that you can put those things where you don't have to carry that burden. And you can put on the garment of praise, you know, and that spirit of heaviness does not have to meet you in the morning. You ever woke up in the morning? Sometimes you go to bed at night and you're going through something. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You ever wake up and it seems like there's no joy in the morning? You ever wake up and it seems like God hasn't done it because there's a spirit, there's a darkness, there's something hovering over you? It's there as soon as you wake up to say, you're not delivered. God's not going to do it. But I'm telling you right now that the joy of the Lord is your strength. But you got to allow God to get deep down on the inside and cleanse you from the inside out. That takes a deliverance. That takes a healing. Listen, I said it like this. God, cleanse my heart drive, my H-E-A-R-T drive, my heart drive. God, clear it out. You know, all that stuff I've been carrying around in my heart. Come on, put that on the screen. Clear my heart drive, my H-E-A-R-T drive. Clear it and let all that stuff. You know, I'm not crazy. I'm not in denial. Yeah, it happened. But put that on the external spiritual drive so that it will not weigh me down because I can't carry it anymore. I feel that I'm, you know, talking to somebody out there. You get close to that radio and you get close to that phone or whatever that point of contact is because there's some healing and deliverance. There's some tears. There's a refreshing that's coming. I'm telling you, I preached this message in church today and people got healed and delivered. The wind of God came through there and the Holy Spirit was doing a new thing in the hearts of people. Sometimes you can carry things or carry people or carry stuff around in your heart and you don't realize it, especially for those who you're believing God for a miracle. If you're believing God for a breakthrough, get that junk out your life. Let God move it. Let God clear it and raise you up to do what he's calling you to do. See, he clears your hard drive to make room so that you can operate in the new thing that God is doing. You know, save that old stuff somewhere so it won't stop popping up in the new relationships and the new ventures in your life. You know, file it, put it away. You know, didn't say it never existed, just file it, you know. And the only time you got to pull it out is for a testimony. Because the devil is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You know, God anointed us to forget the trauma, to forget the rejection, the hurt, and the pain. Listen, let me see. The worst pain I ever been through in my life was having a baby. And probably the first baby that I had, because I was like, oh, you know, when that first labor pain hit me. But I'm going to tell you something. I can't remember. I have an idea, but I really can't remember what those pains feel like. But I know it was painful. But thank God I don't remember. So if I can be delivered from those birthing pains, probably the worst pains you could ever have. Right now, I know it was rough. But unless I get back in that situation again, I can't feel it. We need to stay out of situations that will bring the pain back up, that will bring the hurt back up. And you know what? If we keep rehearsing pain and rehearsing hurt, we'll hurt others. I mean, it's contagious. You know, if you don't get free and let folk go, you'll keep other folk in bondage. Listen, God is a deliverer and a healer. And it's demonic to carry too much stuff, to overload with depression, obsession, and heaviness, and I'm going to even say it, suicide. They're believers that the enemy is speaking to them, preachers, people with huge ministries, but they got so much junk in their life that there's no room for healing. There's no room for deliverance, and they're literally overloading. They're overloading to the point where the enemy say your life is not worth it. I don't know if there's anybody that has went through, that's in God, that hasn't heard that. Because a lot of us, the enemy didn't tell us that we weren't saved. But soon as we get the abundant life, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And the enemy going to try to tell you your life ain't worth it, you know. So forgetting that which is behind. The Bible says we can forget some things. You know, listen, this thing is very simple because it's real scriptural, and it took a power pack something to save me. You know, when I got saved, it was boom. You know, it was like, wow. You know, but you know what keeps me saved? It's the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the simple thing. You say, wow, that's all it takes. All it takes is saying, hey, I want to forgive. You got to start there, because some folk love, they want to hold on to it. They don't want to let it go. But I was reading the scriptures when I was studying for this message, and I was thinking about Lot and how let's talk about God's best for Lot. God's best for Lot is that he never went to Sodom. Lot chose to go to Sodom. But God's best would have been that he would have never went there. But that wasn't the case. Lot was in Sodom and had to be delivered from Sodom. So the bottom line is, it wasn't so much the focus on why are you there. That's not the problem. The problem is get delivered. How did you get where you were? You made the wrong choice. And Lot made a choice of the well-watered, the popular, you know, like we all do. We draw to that which is the most attractive. And guess what? Abraham took what was left. And it was never, I believe, for Lot to go to Sodom. He chose that. But I want to say this. Once he was delivered, once he got outside those gates, the orders were, don't ever go back. Not don't go back, but don't look back. And why did Lot's wife not get her full deliverance? She made it out the gate, but she didn't make it all the way. Because she looked back, not go back. She didn't get a chance to go back. See, sometimes we play with God. I'm telling you, God ain't nothing to play with. We living in a day and time where folk are playing with God, especially those who really don't know him. And, you know, they have something called the decadence parade or decadence celebration. I got friends that have been in there, and that's when people who don't believe in God, they shake their fists at God. They say, God, if we going, hey, cheers to you, God. We down here doing what we do. If you, God, show up, do something, God. You ain't going to do nothing. We going to do what, you know, they literally, let me tell you, this is not the day like that to try God. Because as sure as there was an Ananias and Sapphira, as sure as there was Lot's wife, as sure as there was Eli's sons, Nadab and Abihu died at the altar, as sure as these things happen, you know, you can catch God wrong on a bad day. You can catch God wrong on a bad day. Talk about God. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's full of love. But God is jealous, you know. And God delivered Lot out of Sodom, and his wife was addicted to Sodom. Something made her. She just had to look back one more time. You know, that one more this or that one more that. I just want to go back one more time. You may not get a second chance. There's some people who simply don't. I don't know why I'm not God. For all you critics about God, listen, why he do it? Because he God. This is the reality. God can do what he wants to do because he is God. You don't get in a CEO's company and ask him, well, why did he make that decision? Because he's the CEO. He made that decision because he had the authority. But God is not just the CEO. He is the creator of all things. And he's so merciful. And he's so gracious, and we pray, and when the rubber hit the road, God has the last say. One plant, one water, only God can finish that thing off. It goes whichever way he wants it to go. As prophetic as you are, as anointed as you are, we are not God. God has the last say. So we pray by faith, and when we pray, we do like David. You know, when the baby was dying, we crying out to God. If the baby died, we get up and shake ourselves and move on. Listen, when I hear people talking about they're mad at God, that's never been my testimony. I never had been in a place to be mad at God. God been so good to me. God is so merciful. And if you're listening out there right now, I pray that I'm ministering to somebody who can hear what I'm saying. Because God is merciful. Even when we end up in trouble, even when we end up like Lot in a wrong place, God will deliver us from people. He'll deliver us from people we had no business being around, from places we had no reason to be there, and from things we should have never done. God is a healer. He's a deliverer. But he's a jealous God. Matter of fact, he ain't just jealous. His name is jealous. And God gets jealous when we get addicted to stuff. When we are like mentally and emotionally and physically so caught up on stuff, it doesn't matter what God says. So I was thinking about, and I've been talking about, and thinking about the blessing, and thinking about Esau and Jacob, you know, and how, you know, when we read this first passage of scripture, this is what it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Do you think I'm sitting here like I have all the answers? Don't let no preacher, don't let no psychiatrist, no psychologist. We have not arrived. You know, I do not count myself to have apprehended. I don't have it all together. I don't know all the answers. I don't know all the scriptures. I don't know all the whys to the Bible and all why God do this. And I walk by faith, not by sight. We are believers. And that's the power of the believer, because we believe God. We believe in God that he'll intervene in our circumstances and our situation. And let me tell you something. I don't have a choice but to believe God. And when I thought about everybody just wanting to be blessed, it's not just about being blessed. I want the blessing. I don't want blessings. I want the blessing, the inheritance. I want what God has for my life. And this particular passage of scripture in Genesis 27, Jacob had gotten the blessing. You know, we ain't gonna even talk about how he got it and all that. Who understand all of that? You know, it happened. You know, this is not something that was made up. This is a story of what actually happened, and the Bible depicts it. So it is what it is. This happened. You know, Jacob was not supposed to be the firstborn, the first one with the blessing, but his name meant swindler. His name meant supplanter. So he cheated Esau out of his blessing. But let me tell you, which was the lesser of the greater evil, or which one was worse? Because Esau didn't have a revelation of the blessing. So which one was worse? You got the blessing, and you don't even value and know the have a revelation of the power of the blessing. So you give your blessing away. You give your inheritance away for a meal, for a morsel of bread, for a cup of soup. You know, so this thing gets really serious after Jacob got this blessing and Esau is fire hot. Okay, Esau is fire hot. I'm going somewhere with this. Jacob was told, flee to Laban's house and tarry there for a few days until your brother is not mad at you with no more. So listen, first of all, Jacob went to Laban's house and it turned into many years. You know, he went there making more deals. He was making deals about the blessing. Now he was making deals about his wife. You know, he was switching up and trying to, you know, and every time he was making a deal, Laban was doing something and they was tricking each other. So it was just a game, you know what I'm saying? But in the end, the kingdom came and the will of God was done in Jacob's life, and he became Israel. So we can talk about the brother all you want to. He ended up with the blessing. And when he was wrestling with the angel, he said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless my soul. And the angel said, wait a minute, let me go. Day is breaking. He said, day can break all it want to. I know what the rules are. I'm supposed to let you go, but I'm not letting you go till you bless my soul. And that's how we got to hold on to God. I know there's some Jacobs. Listen, God had to change my name. And I know there's some Jacobs out there. There's some folk out there that you're not going to get what God has for you until your name is changed. But check this out. This is why I brought this scripture up. It says, flee to Laban's house until your brother's fury turns away, until that brother's anger turns away from thee, and he forget what you've done to him. So he couldn't just forgive him. He had to forget. He said, don't you go back there just because he say he forgive you, but wait until his anger is turned away and until he forget what you have done to him. So biblically and scripturally, we can forget. That's the only way. You can't forgive somebody for real and sit up and be thinking, yeah, you did this. And yeah, you really got to let it go. You know, you got to let it go. And you got to let the person go. And you got to let yourself go. You know, be free in the Holy Ghost. And, you know, people just aren't worth carrying all that. People have heart attacks. People have strokes. You know, I mean, I remember one time it was getting so rough, and all my brothers and, in Tallahassee, you know, sometimes it gets heated and they're so passionate about it. You know, folk was getting sick and have to go to the hospital because they were just so passionate, and it's okay. But don't let it make you sick. Let's be passionate about it, but let's not let it upset us to the point where it's going to give us high blood pressure and with all that other stuff that causes you to have strokes and heart attacks. And you know, God's plan is for us to be whole from the top of our head. Even when you get old, you can still be whole from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. I'm this age, I'm going to be hot. I ain't never been hot. I'm 58 years old. I ain't had no hot flashes. Praise the Lord. I'm not trying to brag, but that's my faith. Now, it's some things I may go through that I ain't have faith for, but I have faith to say I ain't menopause. I ain't doing all of that. Hot and whatever, mean, and you know, when I was a younger girl and I had the time of the month, I was not mean. That time of the month was not going to dictate my attitude. So I don't know, but somebody need to hear that, because I don't know what that had to do with this message. Until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. So you just can't stop at forgiving. Let's forget it and put it on an external hard drive. Can you say this with me? I forgive and I will forget. We're not talking about, oh, you just can't forget something. You ain't gonna get it no way. Okay. You can forget spiritually. You can put it outside. Just don't carry it around in your heart. You know, we're not saying for you to be nobody's fool and act like stuff never happened. But don't be a fool and allow it to continue to happen over and over and over and you know, that's what makes people crazy. Stuff happening over and over. Some people never get over stuff and they're never the same again. It's like a broken tape recorder. Let it go. Let them go. Let yourself go. Okay, Matthew 6 and 15 says, if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. Yeah, write this up. El Nosei. E-L, capital N-O-S-E-I. El Nosei, the God who forgives. You can forgive because we serve the God who forgives. Old things are passed away and these things have become new. I'm forgetting those things which are behind me because I'm pressing toward a mark for the high calling so I can get the prize in Christ Jesus, the high calling. Listen, my calling, the high calling is higher. The devil has a call on my life, and I'm not going to put you in it. Let me be this example. The devil has a call on my life, and God has a call on my life. I'm not just going to settle for whatever life deals to me. I'm pressing toward the mark for the high calling, for the pride. There is a reward in serving God. There is a reward in living right. Some folk don't understand. Why are they acting crazy? And they say, well, people go to the club and act like a fool and get drunk and flip. I can go to church and get drunk in the Holy Ghost and flip. You know, I'm a holy roller. I'm a holy roller. A member of the House of Representatives. I am a holy roller. How about that? And guess what? Ain't nobody mad but the devil. When I was a hellish roller, ain't nobody had nothing to say. Oh, she's so great. Oh, miss my daughter, my this, my that. I'm telling you, but right now, like Kim, you know, you done went a little bit too far. You know, it don't take all that. But it took all that and more. When I was out there doing my dirt, and now I'm in God, you notice I'm probably the only elected official in my city that have a lawsuit or a false claim on me every year. That ought to tell you something, because I'm in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people. And guess what? In anything that's not of God, it's going to fall. That's why I'm not coming off the wall. I know I'm doing the great work, because you wouldn't be trying to move me if I wasn't doing right and if I wasn't doing a great work. I'm telling you, this is the time for you to be free. It's time for your next level. We're getting ready to go into 2020. Now, I'm not in the cliches and all that, but 2020 ought to ring in your heart that you got to have some vision for the next year coming up. We got to go into 2020 with vision. 2020 vision, prophetic vision, spiritual vision. You know, make it plain. Know where you're going. We're not walking around groping in the dark. And I'm telling you that unforgiveness is a blessing blocker. Let that ex-husband go. Let your baby daddy mama go. Whoever it is, you need to let go. Let them go. Let your child go. Forgive you. Some people are just upset with their children. They can't even let them go. Let them go. Be free. Be free. When you let folk go, you let yourself go. You free yourself. It's literal. So, El Nosei, the God who forgives. And, you know, if you ever been forgiven of... let me give an example. I've been forgiven of a student loan. Okay, now y'all get that. Hey, hallelujah. Go ahead and put it on the screen. When you forgiven of a student loan, I was forgiven. In the military, they forgave my whole student loan. That means I didn't owe anything on that loan anymore. I didn't have to send in payments. I didn't have to worry about, oh my God, they're going to put blocks on my checking accounts. I was freed from it totally. Because the Department of Army took care of it, and I was forgiven. And when I got the page, and it says debt canceled, forgiven. That's what it's all about. They couldn't send me no more bills. And you need to get in a place so that you forgive that person so that they can send you no more bills and you're not in debt to any man. Come on, y'all know I'm feeling this right now. I wish I was in the church. I'd hop and scream and pray in some tongues. I'm sitting in the studio doing the best I can not to jump up out this seat. If you're listening out to me out there in that radio, you got to let them go. Let that person go. They're not even worth it. Listen, as I be a woman of God, you can call me. However you need to get in contact with me, 904-237-9363. Put that on the screen. 904-237-9363. As I be a woman of God, and I am. If you would take heed to the words that I'm giving you right now and let that person go, let that thing go, whatever it is, I promise you, your breakthrough will be nigh you. I'm not God. I can't declare his time and the seasons, but I am a prophetic voice to people. And the Bible says, if you believe in God, you'll be established. If you believe the prophet, you'll prosper. You know, I don't go around with prophet on my card, but I'm telling you, I've spoken to some folk lives and they have come to pass. I want to say, get up and shake yourself. You know, wherever you are, you may be laying on the side of the pool of Bethesda, making excuses for why you're where you are. I want to pray for some folk. I want you to call in. Go ahead and write this number down, 904-831-1079. 1079. Yeah, you know, by releasing people, you release yourself. We're not going to take the calls right now. We're going to take, but I just want y'all to hold that number. So just hold it. You know how they said, hold it right there. Just hold it for a minute. Listen to this. Action speaks. What does that mean? Stop trying to figure it out with people that's in your life. What did that mean? What did this mean? You know, folk that act like they don't want to be around you, act like they don't want to be with you. Guess what? Actions speak louder than words. You may say, oh, you my girl, I love you, you know, but you act like you don't, you act like you got a problem with me. Action speaks. And not only do actions speak, so stop trying to figure it out. Let them folk go. Ladies and gentlemen, why would you entertain being around someone who has proven that they don't want to be around you, who has proven that they don't have your best interest? I mean, not two or three witnesses, 10 and 12 witnesses. You done passed the scripture a long time ago. Out of the mouth of, out of 10 and 12 witnesses, you know, and you keep asking people, well, why did they do this? Why? If you got to keep asking yourself that, be free. Because action speaks. Put that up. Action speaks. And it speaks louder than words. I'm gonna minister next week on this. And God, because, you know, I'm not a musical person and all of that, and I don't sing, and, you know, not really. But God said he's going to deal with that falsetto spirit. It's a falsetto spirit. It's when people, falsetto is when you're using a pitch that's not naturally yours. And I'm telling you, there are people who will tailor their voices to just what you want to hear. And they're falsettos. They're not real. They're fake. They're counterfeit voices. They tell you whatever. Listen, get people out of your life that tell you what you want to hear. The devil is a liar. You know, I don't, I'm telling you right now, we need to come in agreement. And I want to give you these scriptures real quick and we're going to pray. How much time we got, hype man? 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes. Y'all, let me give you these scriptures. Because you know, stuff like, oh, that's her opinion. Here is the word right now. Job 9 and 22 mentions forgetting my complaint. Okay? Let's stop murmuring and complaining and griping and hating and being negative. Job 9 and 22, it mentions forgetting my complaint. Okay? Job 11 and 16, are y'all writing these scriptures up on the screen? Okay, we just said Job 9, 22, forgetting my complaint. Job 11 and 16 mentions forgetting my misery. Oh, we're going to park there for a minute. Misery loves company. Some people love for you to be miserable. As a matter of fact, if you're miserable and if you're going through, people leave you alone. When I lost my race and people thought, listen, I had peace with God. When I lost that political race, the Lord spoke to me and said, that thing is dead. Get up and move. I didn't even know I was going to be still in politics. It is. Let me go on and fly to Germany and fly to Croatia and to wherever God wants to take me. You know, you just have to get up and move on. Right. And people left me alone. They didn't have nothing to say about me. Wasn't no lawsuits. Wasn't nothing until I got back on that ballot. All right, then we're going to kill her, right? We're going to kill her right now because she's going somewhere. Y'all know I'm going somewhere. You won't be messing with me all the time. Job 11 and 16 mentions forgetting my misery. Forget your misery. You know, forget your depression. Forget those suicidal thoughts. Forgetting those things. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away and these things have become new. You know, it's got to be miserable. Remembering all that junk. It's got to be miserable to be overloaded. What? You still talking about that happened way back then? And when somebody come and talk to me, I'd be like, they'd be like, you know, when you did, I was like, I did what? You know, you did that. I'd be like, wow, that was 10 years ago. I don't even remember this person. I don't even remember their name. And you've been carrying that. You know, I just want to tell you, I had a problem with you. You know, we don't even have a relationship like that. You know, that's another thing. Don't have problems with people that's passing through. You know, let them folk go. They don't have nothing to do with your sustenance, nothing to do with your life. Listen, Job 9:22, forgetting my complaint. Job 11:16, forgetting my misery. Psalms 31:7, forgetting my poverty. Put that up there. Forgetting my poverty. Psalms 31:7. You ready for this? Forgetting being broke. I don't remember being broke no more. Okay. Forgetting being the borrower. I'm the lender and not the borrower. Forgetting riding around on E. I done forgot all of that. That stuff, forget that stuff. Look, forgetting negative checking account balances. But I guess what, sometimes you got to say, forget you because you stay broke. You know, some folk you got to forget because they broke, they liabilities. You know what I'm saying? They tax write-offs. You know, you got to forget. You just really do to forget your poverty. You got to remember your prosperity. And Isaiah 54:4, this is my last scripture, y'all. Isaiah 54:4, forgetting the shame of my youth. Forgetting the shame of my youth. When I was a child, I acted like a child. But now that maturity has come, I'm accountable. And I've grown out of that, okay? No more spiritual milk around my mouth. I know better now, and I know better, I'm going to do better. Ephesians 4:14 says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Y'all know I be talking about that liar in wait, that liar in wait. And there's a liar in a wait that comes up against your youth. Comes up, but you know, we don't have to be afraid and we don't have to worry about the shame, the things that we did when we were young. You know, there's even laws that have been put in place that are more lenient because people are juvenile and they're young in mind. You get more chances when you're young. So we're forgetting those things that we had not matured in that bring shame. And we're forgetting the shame of our youth, the things that we did that we didn't know no better. But now we do better because we know better. God bless you. Listen, I'm ready for them phone calls now. Come on, let's get this party started right. Oh, no, let's pray. Before we pick up the line, let's pray for the Bahamas. Can y'all put this on the screen? We just pray right now in the name of Jesus that resources and finances will come. And God, some people need healing, God, from the trauma, from things that that happened during that storm. And we pray for those who lost loved ones. God, send your anointing. Only you can fill that empty space. And God, even as there were 30 islands in the Bahamas, first we want to thank you, God, for sparing the 28 islands. But those two islands, God, that were devastated. God, I thank you that those islands will be built and better than ever before. Let aid come from around the world in the name of Jesus. God, let no diseases spread, God. God, I heard a man testifying that they already had it bad on these islands and now they really had it bad. So God, I thank you that even as traumatic and disheartening and as hurtful as this is, turn it around. God, you can turn the worst circumstances and the worst situations around. God, I know you got intercessors all throughout that place. And God, I know you got financiers. And God, you got people that have a heart for the Bahamas and they have a heart to give. God, I think that there'll be no lack and no slack for all of those people that are homeless, that are waiting for shelter, clothes, food, medicine. God, you are the Lord who provides, and we thank you for it right now. Y'all keep praying for the Bahamas, and don't just pray, send some money. We got a caller on the air right now. Okay, caller, you are live and on the air. Go ahead. We lost that caller. All righty. Can I get a pen, ink pen? We got another caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, God bless you. How are you?
Hi. You know, I get so excited when I hear men of God calling in. How are you? And what's your name and where you're from?
I'm blessed. My name is Brother Willie Jones. How are you today?
Brother Willie.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you're calling from?
I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Duval County. So Brother Willie Jones. Go ahead, ma'am. Brother Willie. You got a comment or a prayer request? Just tell us where you're at right now.
I have a prayer request. You know, my son was murdered back in June. He was 21 years old, and I'm asking God to give me the strength. You know, because it's like I'm dealing, trying to, you know, lead the family the right way. But everybody seems to want to go their own way. And sometimes it can be a bit discouraging, you know, and I don't want to give up. So I'm asking God to just keep me strong.
You know, Brother Willie, I feel you. I feel you. But I can't even imagine what it's like to lose a son. But your son was murdered. And we're going to pray with you right now. This is Brother Willie Jones from Jacksonville. He lost his son. His son was murdered. And we're talking about healing and forgiveness. I'm telling you, you need El Nose in a situation like this. You know, we don't want to be too deep and too religious that we don't have compassion and understand that when people go through things like this, it's so serious. But Brother Willie, we have people praying right now from all around the world. I want y'all to put his name on the screen, Brother Willie Jones, and we pray with you right now. We pray a supernatural hedge of protection around your heart, around your mind, your will, and your intellect, that the Holy Spirit will minister healing to you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And anything that will cause you to be stuck, where you can't even move back, you know, this have you stuck. I command that to come up from out of the bottom of your feet and that you will move forward in the name of Jesus, because so many people depend on you. You have to make it. You have to move on, and you will. I touch and agree with you right now and say that those sleepless nights are over. This thing is rehearsed in your head over and over again. We break that demonic tape recorder of that incident right now in the name of Jesus. And even you deal with the fact that you don't feel like things were handled right with your son's death. And I just pray right now that the ministering angels of the Lord will personally minister to you when you go to sleep at night. Tonight, Brother Willie, you're going to sleep like you've never slept before. And El Nose, the God who forgives, the God who heals, the God who delivers, has not forgotten you. And my brother, as people are praying all around the world, we touch and agree with you. And we wrap our arms around you in the spirit and decree and declare that you are a mighty man of valor. And even calling in on this prayer line has opened some things to you. Where God is going to give you rest where the enemy took your child and tried to take your rest and tried to take your peace. Rise up. Take up your bed, my brother, in the Lord, and move forward. And may the Lord that we both serve comfort you, because only he can. I love you, brother.
I love you too, woman of God. God bless y'all. Thank you so much. I needed that. Thank you so much.
And thank you. And you know what? Come by and see me. This Wednesday night, I'm going to be ministering as Steel and Blue, and I'm going to be praying for people. Considering what I'm ministering on, praying for folk that are struggling with forgetting stuff and traumatic stuff and unforgiveness. I'll be at Steel and Blue at 1445 Steel Street. So, Brother Willie, I'm inviting you, and I'm inviting anybody that's listening or watching by Facebook to join me this Wednesday night. I'm going to be there, and we're going to be doing personal ministry. And if we got to get on the altar, if we got to hug and cry, whatever we got to do, we're going to the next level. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you. Can you run that number across the air again, that 237 number?
904-237-9363. Uh-huh. Put that on Facebook. 904 904- 904-237-9363. And the church is at 1445 Steele Street. 1445 Steele Street. Okay. And before we take the next call, I just want to let y'all know that we do have our Iron Shopping's Iron Conference coming up right here in Jacksonville, Florida on October the 31st, November the 1st, and November the 2nd. We got some special music ministry, and we're going to be doing warfare and worship and deliverance and healing all in 3 days from October the 31st, November the 1st, and November the 2nd. It's going to be on and popping in Jacksonville, Florida. Y'all put that on the screen. Iron Shopping's Iron, okay? Next caller. Caller, you are live on the air.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tempest. I'm calling from North Carolina.
And your name, spell your name?
Tempest, T-E-M-P-E-S-T.
I thought that's what you said, Tempest. Okay,
yes.
Like the storm. Wow.
Yes.
That's a beautiful name. We got Tempest on the line from North Carolina. Go ahead, sweetheart. We have a few minutes, but go ahead. We're gonna take one more call after you.
Yes, I wanted some prayer for my marriage and the direction I should go, just dealing with, just life in general. Just having a hard time right now.
Well, Tempest, I pray with you and I touch and agree. Tempest just says she's having a hard time in life. Her marriage, everything is just not going well for her. But, I just really feel a prophetic word for you. And I believe that the Lord is dropping in my spirit that you need to get into your word like never before. The things that are coming up against you, you need to get the scriptures that combat them. Okay. And God didn't give you that name Tempest for no reason. I'm telling you got fire on the inside of you, but the enemy's trying to shut you down because of the call of God in your life. But I pray and I touch and agree with you right now. And I say that you are a warring warrior, a mighty woman of valor. And that even as you're filled with the word of God, you will rise up and be victorious in every area of your life. And guess what? Even as you begin to pray, and as you get into your word, God is going to break through and show you some light because you've been just walking around and kind of with your eyes closed, open your eyes, and God's going to lead you. He will lead you. No man, no woman is going to be able to tell you. God wants you. He's got you going through what you're going so that you could depend on him totally. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
We have our last caller on the air. Did we lose them? We got another caller. Caller, go ahead. You're live on the air. Okay, we lost that person. Caller, you're on the air. Turn your radio up. And can you hear me?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm blessed. Is there any way that I can speak with you offline? Off the air.
You said what now?
Is there any way that I will be able to off air?
Is there any way you would be able to speak to me off the air?
Yes, ma'am.
If you can call this number, 904-237-9363, and tell the young lady who gets the phone to give me your number and that you would like to speak to me in private.
Okay, will do.
All right, God bless you, sis. Okay, we got another caller on the air. Everybody calling in. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Apostle, how you doing?
Hey, now who is this? This sounds like somebody I know. Hey, Apostle, how you doing? Who is this? Who this? Who that?
I hate to say my name because I already know what you're going to say online.
Wait a minute, excuse me. Is this Paulette?
No, it's not.
Who?
Sharon.
What's Sharon?
From Bluff.
From where now?
The Bluff. Why you always forgive me?
Girl, let me tell y'all something. This Sharon from the Bluff, okay? Sharon act like, now this is my girl now, but Sharon act like me and her be hanging out. I ain't never met her before, but I know her by the spirit. She's talking about, this Sharon, Apostle, why you act like you hate Apostle? Sharon, guess what? Never again, okay? Sharon from the Bluff. Sharon from Pine Bluff. Girl, guess what? Do I have to fly out there and come see you? Because you be talking like we were hanging out last night and stuff. But it's okay. Go ahead, Sharon. What is the Lord saying? Do you have a word for me, Pine Bluff?
Yeah, I do. But I'm going to tell you in person.
You coming to the conference?
I wish I can come.
Girl, you better stop wishing and stop believing. You act like you know me like that and you ain't going to come to the conference. Listen, can I tell you, I touch and agree with you right now that God will supernaturally open a door that everything will be paid for you to come to this conference. I decree and declare. Watch now. Watch God. Watch him be God for you. So, Sharon, we got to get off the air. I need you. I got 3 minutes, and I got to close out right now. But I need you to get here, Sharon. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. God bless you, sis. You just you don't want nothing but to just come on to my hey, apostle. God bless you. We got one more person. No more time. Okay, y'all, listen. God bless you. Listen, for those of you, y'all, we have to pay our radio fees. And the hype man is not going. They locked me out the door today. I had to sit on the floor. Can y'all please send a donation? Listen, if this radio broadcast is not blessing you, you know, don't worry about it. But if this broadcast is blessing you, can you send $25, $50, maybe $100? Can I say $100? $100 or, you know, whatever the Lord. Listen, and let me give you the address. KimDanielsMinistries.com. Did I say that right? Kim, Daniels, Ministries, plural.com. And give to this. I believe that whatever we do, anything that I've always done has paid for itself. And so I'm just believing God that I get some partners out there. We're getting ready to get our partner program together. But until then, can y'all just give by faith to this radio broadcast? However the Lord, somebody may say, I want to pay for the whole. Listen, we got some folk out there that's strapped. Somebody might say, I want to pay $500 a month, $800 a month. I don't know what it is, but I know you'd be planting in hot, fertile ground. You can give $5 a month, wherever you are. But we are soliciting. Now, we're going to have a drive to raise money for the broadcast. But right now, we're just soliciting by faith. Can you please bless Facebook? Come on. I know y'all got my family out there. Again, Kim Daniels. Put that on the screen. Donate to the broadcast, 1 hour of power with Apostle Kim Daniels, to Kim, K-I-M, Daniels Ministries, .com. God bless you. I love you. Don't forget about the Iron Shopping's Iron Conference, October the 31st, November the 1st, and November the 2nd. When I come back next week, I'm going to have more information for y'all. But can y'all meet me, those of y'all that are in Jacksonville and the surrounding areas? I'm going this Wednesday night at 7:15. We're going to be starting at 7. But at 7:15, be there by 7:15. We're going to be praying with each other. We're going to be on the altar, and we're going to be praying concerning healing and coming out of unforgiveness. And you know what? Whatever else the Lord lay on your heart that you want him to do, or whatever prophetically comes up. Listen, this hype man don't play right here. See, the other hype man, he run it tight. But this hype man looking at me like, you got to get off the air. So, look, I love you guys. God bless you. Thank you for listening in. And I pray that the word of God has been a blessing to your soul. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.